Hello everyone, welcome to English for You. I'm Christopher.
And I'm Pat. Hi everyone.
Alright, the last time you heard us, we were discussing day one of our Fun Facts article.
Yeah, that's right. We learned about how many pieces of wood violins are made of.
Right, and what type of wood.
Exactly. We also talked about what you wouldn't see in a casino, which ended up being a clock on the wall.
That's right. And today we have more fun facts, which I'm kind of excited about.
Really? Why is that?
I just like learning useless facts.
Okay.
But I also like learning facts that are useful.
Mm.
And I think today's article actually has some useful facts that are worth knowing.
Okay. Well, whether you decide the facts are useless or useful, the English will certainly be useful. So let's start the article right now.
Reading.
Fun facts.
3. Humans build barriers to protect themselves from natural disasters. Unfortunately, one of the following disasters moves faster uphill than downhill. Which is it? A. Fires. B. Floods. C. Typhoons. You've won an uphill battle if you chose A. Wind is more likely to move uphill than downhill, and wind easily pushes fire to new places. Also, the heat from fire moves up, so it heats up the area above, which makes plants, buildings, and other flammables higher up ignite more easily. 4. Lipstick can make a woman's lips look more colorful and attractive. Guess which of the following is a common lipstick ingredient? A. Pig eyes. B. Fish scales. C. Tiger hair. You were able to see the truth if you picked B. Some fish scales contain something called pearl essence. This substance has a shiny silver color, and it makes cosmetics appear brighter. Millions of women put lipstick on every day, and they have no idea that something fishy is going on.
So this article begins by saying, humans build barriers to protect themselves from natural disasters, okay? And it's very important they do that. So let's look at the word barrier first. Barrier is B-A-R-R-I-E-R, barrier. And a barrier is anything that is used to block someone or something from going somewhere or doing something. For example, to prevent his parents from coming into his room, Jack built a barrier in front of the door.
Very good example. Now, the other word we heard was disaster. A disaster, spelled D-I-S-A-S-T-E-R, disaster, is an event that causes great harm, damage, or suffering. For example, people in the Philippines are dealing with a disaster after a typhoon struck the country.
So obviously there are a lot of natural disasters like this in the world. We saw the phrase natural disaster rather than man-made disaster, which
right.
would be slightly different, like earthquakes, like typhoons. And what humans do to try and lessen the effect is they build barriers. They build walls, they build things that will protect houses, they build shelters, all to stop the worst happening.
That's right. You'll see during typhoon warnings, the banks, they'll close early and they'll put a bunch of bags in front of the doors. These are sandbags, and they're meant to be a barrier to stop the water from entering the building, but also preventing any floating things in the water from breaking the window.
That's right. So, humans build barriers to protect themselves from natural disasters. Okay. Unfortunately, one of the following disasters moves faster uphill than downhill. Which is it?
A. Fires.
B. Floods.
C. Typhoons.
Okay, now let me think about this one. Now, okay, it's not B, I'm pretty sure, because floods will definitely go faster down a hill. And in fact, that's what makes some of the heavy rainfalls in central Taiwan so dangerous.
That's right.
Typhoons?
Typhoons come
wind
from...
water?
Yeah.
Not sure about that. Okay.
I think wind just kind of goes wherever it wants. I don't think it's...
doesn't really move up or down.
No.
So we're saying fires then, are we?
I say fires.
Okay, well, let's take a look. The article says, you've won an uphill battle if you chose A. So, yes, we're right again. So that's 2-for-1 on this 2 days of fun facts so far.
That's
with
right.
With one to play for.
Yeah, exactly. Now, you said uphill battle.
That's right.
And I'd like to explain it.
Sure.
An uphill battle is actually just a hard struggle. So, for example, to illustrate this phrase, many cancer patients face an uphill battle to survive the disease, which means when you say something is an uphill battle, you're saying it's very difficult to deal with the situation.
It's like saying if you were trying to fight a battle and your enemy is higher up than you and you're down below, you're going to have a much harder time. Your weapons won't be as useful, you'll have to use a lot more energy, and the enemy will have things much easier. So that's why an uphill battle is difficult.
That's right. Now, wind is more likely to move uphill than downhill.
Mm-hmm.
And wind easily pushes fire to new places.
Oh, I see. So I guess with a typhoon where it's pushing water, that's going to go easier downhill as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, it's fire. Fire will be pushed upwards by the wind. Also, as the article says, also, the heat from fire moves up. Okay, that's definitely true. If you've ever lived in a tall building, the heat will rise up, so the top floors are even hotter in the summer months.
But they're good to have them be hotter in the winter months.
Yeah, that's true. You definitely want to live at the top of a building during the winter.
Right. So it heats up the area above, which makes plants, buildings, and other flammables higher up ignite more easily.
Okay, so here we've got the word flammables, okay? And flammables, this is a noun, a group noun, and it just describes things that burn easily, okay? So we're thinking things like wood is a flammable, paper.
Right.
Plastic. Yeah, clothes, probably.
Yeah, certain clothes.
Mm-hmm.
For example, here's our sentence, the material Margot's dress is made of is flammable. So she's staying away from the candles on the table.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, yeah. So if your clothing is made out of a thinner material, it's usually more likely to be flammable or ignite.
Okay. So gas as well, I suppose, would be a very big example of a flammable.
Right.
We also saw this word ignite, okay? And ignite is a verb, and it is to cause something or something just starts burning or explodes, okay? So you could, if you think of some gas, ignite the gas, it basically means fire. So when you've got a gas cooker, you turn your cooker on, and there's gas coming out, you hear that, and then you click, and it ignites. The fire comes.
Right, and that click is a tiny little spark or flame hitting the gas.
Yes, and causing it to ignite.
Right.
For example, our troop leader ignited some paper and tossed it into the pile of sticks so he could start a fire.
Sounds good to me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And that's all for the first fact for today. But we still have one more, which is exciting. So let's see if we can add more to our correct score. You ready?
Okay.
Lipstick can make a woman's lips look more colorful and attractive.
All right. Okay.
Lipstick is a colorful substance women put on their lips.
Mm-hmm.
Usually if you see a woman on the streets or in advertisement with red lips or purple lips, that is lipstick. No one has naturally
lips that color, that bright red.
I don't think
red.
Anyone's that bright red or purple. Mm. I mean, if you saw someone with purple lips, you might want to take them to a hospital.
Okay. Have you ever worn lipstick?
Yes.
Me too.
I had to for... for reasons that should not be discussed.
Okay, mine was a play. okay, so and when a woman wears lipstick, it makes her lips look more colorful and attractive. Okay, the word attractive, spelled A-T-T-R-A-C-T-I-V-E, attractive means very pleasing in appearance or sound. Here, obviously, we're talking appearance, okay? For example, many young boys find pop singer Selena Gomez to be very attractive.
Yes, and here's the example sentence for lipstick. I ate my sister's red lipstick when I was a child. She got angry because I ruined it.
Okay, I suspect this is a true story on your part,
actually,
isn't it?
It is a true story.
I was three years old, though. No excuse, okay? Anyway, guess which of the following is a common lipstick ingredient? Is it A, pig eyes?
B, fish scales?
C, tiger hair?
I'm going to say that tiger hair is wrong.
Okay, yeah, hairy lipstick doesn't seem right, and fish scales are hard, so I don't think that's right either. I don't think you can have something, like, really hard like that in the lipstick. As weird as it sounds, I reckon there's going to be some kind of jelly in pig eyes that goes into the lipstick. I'm going for A.
I would like to actually go with B, because I think fish are shiny or bright colored. And I feel like you need bright colored things to make bright colored lipstick.
Sounds like someone's trying to be too clever. Let's take a look at the answer. You were able to see the truth if you picked B. All right, so that's right for you and wrong for me, never mind. Before we move on, just a quick note here. Our writer for this article has used the word C-S-E-A instead of S-E-E, the verb, see the truth. Okay, and he's making a joke here, a play on words, which is why it's in little quotation marks. And he's used that word, C, instead of S-E-E, because the answer is B, fish scales.
That's right, and fish live in bodies of water.
Exactly.
All right, some fish scales contain something called pearl essence.
Okay, we should just explain this. Scale is the slightly hard stuff on the outside of a fish.
That's right. They would be, if a fish were a bird, I guess like the feathers of the bird.
Yeah, or almost like the hair on for us. Okay. And so they contain something called pearl essence, which we'll learn a bit more about here. This substance has a shiny silver color, and it makes cosmetics appear brighter. So you did mention shiny when you were giving your answer, so it's obviously you've got a bit of knowledge about this, possibly from eating your sister's lipstick as a child. Okay, the word shiny, S-H-I-N-Y, shiny, describes something that is bright and reflects the light. Okay, so think of something like a mirror. Here's an example sentence. The diner's tables were shiny because they were made of glass.
Ah, so I imagine they were also kept clean, because if glass is dirty, it is not shiny. Now, one thing I would like to point out about pearl essence, and I learned this from my old days of playing video games with cars in it, this is actually what painters do with the cars to make them look like two different colors.
Oh.
So if you see a car that is like orange, but then you see it in different light and it's maybe red or like a purple or a green, that type of paint is called pearl essence, and it's because it is reflective or shiny like
Fish. Like, okay, that's interesting. So that's why fish are shiny, why cars are shiny, and I'm sure it's found in other things as well. Now, we also saw the word cosmetics, okay? Cosmetics is always used as a plural noun, okay? And they are substances put on the body to make it look better, or actually it also is smell better and other things like that, okay? So makeup, for example, is cosmetic, but also things like shampoo, body shower gel, some things that you actually use can also be called cosmetics.
Ah, would you consider, like, chapstick a cosmetic?
Possibly, because it would improve the appearance of your lips by making them less dry.
Uh-huh.
So, yes, I would say, I think they probably are types of cosmetics. Most likely, though, we're talking about makeup. That's probably the most common type.
Yeah. Millions of women put lipstick on every day, and they have no idea that something fishy is going on.
Looks like there's another play on words in there.
I agree. All right, if something fishy is going on, it means that something is strange, or you maybe don't trust the situation.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and so it's a joke on the word fishy, because there are fish in the scales, and something fishy, as in women probably don't know, they're putting fish on their mouths.
That's right.
All right, so that's the end of these fun facts. We're going to move on now to our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Okay, today's For You Chat question is, what is one animal that you would never touch, and why not?
Okay, a very easy one for me. Long-term listeners and watchers of For You and other materials from AMC know that I hate spiders. I can't stand spiders. I will never touch a spider unless I am killing it.
Right.
And that's because I'm afraid of them.
You're arachnophobic.
Exactly.
All right. I am afraid of spiders, too, but I've gotten better in the past few years.
I will touch them with a big stick or a shoe.
I usually hire someone else to kill them for me. Anyone
right.
that's in the room, kill that spider.
Okay, so what other animals wouldn't you touch?
I wouldn't want to touch a llama.
A llama?
Yeah.
Aren't they furry and cute?
Yeah, maybe to some people, but I know that they spit.
Oh.
And I'm afraid that if I'm petting one or touching it, it might spit on me and my reaction would be violent. I might hit it.
Oh, you can't do that.
What if it spit in your eye?
Then you, I don't know. But you wouldn't hit the llama. That's terrible.
I might. That's why I don't want to touch them. I don't want to hurt them, so I just stay away.
Okay. Well, that is the end of our article for today and the end of Fun Facts. Thanks for listening to English For You with Pat.
And Christopher.
We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sentence For You.
Hey, did you see Laura this morning? She's acting so weird, like she's trying to hide something from me. There must be something fishy going on. 你们今天早上有没有看到 Laura? 她鬼鬼祟祟的，好像什么东西不能被我看到哦。事有蹊跷。本科课文例句 They have no idea that something fishy is going on. 这句话是说他们不知道原来口红里面竟然含有鱼的成分。不过呢，这句话可以含有这个双关的含义哦。在口语里 ，fishy 可以指可疑、有鬼的意思。像最开始我说 Laura 行径怪诞 ，there is something fishy going on， 说的是一定有问题，表示怀疑。再看一个 fishy 用法的例句哦 ，there is something fishy about a 20-year-old girl having such a childlike face。一个二十岁的女生看起来却很像小孩 ，she looks very suspicious。有些可疑哦，是不是谎报年龄啊？除了 fishy， 你可以用啊更常用的 strange 或是 something wrong 来代换哦。例如谎报年龄的例句，我们这边可以这么改写 ：There's something wrong, something strange about a 20-year-old girl having such childlike face。二十岁哦，却像小孩，实在有点怪哦。Okay, I got it. I think I know why Laura is acting so fishy. They must be preparing for my secret birthday party. 我猜啊，他们一定是在偷偷地帮我准备我的生日 party 啦。Alright, gotta go. And this is the sentence for you for today. See you around. Bye-bye.
Fun Facts. 3. Humans build barriers to protect themselves from natural disasters. Unfortunately, one of the following disasters moves faster uphill than downhill. Which is it? A. Fires. B. Floods. C. Typhoons. You've won an uphill battle if you chose A. Wind is more likely to move uphill than downhill, and wind easily pushes fire to new places. Also, the heat from fire moves up, so it heats up the area above, which makes plants, buildings, and other flammables higher up ignite more easily. 4. Lipstick can make a woman's lips look more colorful and attractive. Guess which of the following is a common lipstick ingredient? A. Pig eyes. B. Fish scales. C. Tiger hair. You were able to see the truth if you picked B. Some fish scales contain something called pearl essence. This substance has a shiny silver color, and it makes cosmetics appear brighter. Millions of women put lipstick on every day, and they have no idea that something fishy is going on.
Vocabulary review.
Barrier. The army built a barrier out of bricks and steel to keep the enemy from marching forward. Disaster. Taiwan sent food and supplies to help the Philippines recover from its natural disaster. Uphill battle. Any short person that wants to play professional basketball faces an uphill battle. Lipstick. The woman put on a black dress and red lipstick as she prepared for the party. Attractive. Richard loves old cars because he thinks they look more attractive than newer ones. Shiny. The man held up the shiny diamond and watched it sparkle in the sunlight.